Hi, this is Linda Weston, and you're listening to the Linda with a Y podcast. Linda Weston, guys, eat an apple and a banana a day. A defo team of all of them is that we all get locked in the first thing. I'm not the only one that's awkward. How's up, guys? How's up? Right, are you ready? Welcome, everybody, to the anniversary episode of Linda with a Y. Yes! I made it to a year. I can't believe it. Even when I poured out the first episode, I didn't even know if I was going to make a second episode. I've made many mistakes throughout the year, but I've learned to every single one of them. And it's only going to get bigger and it's only going to get better, guys. So thanks so much for supporting this podcast. I love you all so much. Thanks so much to every single guest that came on throughout the year. And thank you to everyone that listens. I can't believe people listen to me. Like, it still shocks me. So I am delighted today to have my best friend on, Jenny Flynn, to speak about all things body image. I wanted the anniversary episode to talk about body image because this is something that I've spoke about throughout the whole podcast. And nearly every episode I mention it because it's one of the reasons that stopped me starting a podcast for so long. And so I just really wanted to talk about everything, and I got you all to send me in messages and I read them all out on the podcast, and it's just a really good one, and me and Jenny are just laughing through the whole thing. So without further ado, guys, this is me and my best friend Jenny Flynn on the anniversary episode of Linda with a Y. Hope you enjoy. Jenny Flynn, it's the anniversary episode.
I can't hear myself. Is that okay?
Put your mic up to you.
Oh yeah, sorry.
That's why
I was like, I can only hear you.
Can you hear I can. I think the mic is needed for you as well, Jenny. Me and Jennifer are having a drink for the first time in probably a year and a half. I mean, right?
Yeah, easy. If not more, because I was off drink for ages, even when like
you were off drink for so annoyingly long. You were like, no, I just don't need it anymore. I was like, yeah. Now, in fairness, I keep on trying to do 100 days for Keith Walsh, who listens to my podcast, and I've failed many, many times. I can get to 21 days and then I'm done.
Yeah, but that's still a long time. Like,
do you know why I can get to 21 days though? It's because Steve works 2 weekends on.
Oh, okay.
And then when he's back on that weekend, he's just sitting there. I'm like, fuck it, let's have a drink. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? But I suppose it's good being able to stop it for that long. But we should be able to sit there together on a Saturday night and not drink, I think.
Yeah, but like, I was only off the drink because I was fucking trying to be skinny. And I missed every fucking night out. Like, looking your best and sitting in. Like, what's the fucking point? No, so now I'm like, do you know what? I don't care.
So that is the basis of what Linda with a Y is from the very beginning, right? So from the very first episode, I don't know if people have been with me from the very beginning. If you haven't, I'll tell you what the first episode was about. It was about me basically saying I had hated myself for 33 years. Like, I had picked myself apart. I'd done everything to change the person who I was until I had Jordan. And then I had probably a minor breakdown. There's no point in sugarcoating the fact that I definitely, most definitely had a breakdown. And I found myself in therapy and I sat with the therapist. And then literally it was like a light bulb going off in my head going, why have I wasted 33 years feeling like this about myself? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Do you feel that way after having a baby?
Definitely. I think there's something about them pregnancy hormones, like, I think you think about your whole pregnancy, but it doesn't hit you till the aftermath. Like, I remember 2 weeks after having her, like, you know, you're kind of still like, I'm swollen, you know, like, swelling, it'll go down.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, like, is this me now?
Well,
like,
this is me, yeah.
And then you're like, oh my God. And then people, like, I'm lucky because it was lockdown, so no one could come near me anyway. Even if I was, like, you know, I had that ultimate excuse, but I couldn't imagine doing it not in lockdown. I think I actually would have shaved. I think I would have shaved my hair off.
I would have looked at Britney Dream. Britney 2007, we understand you now. But what I'm saying is, Jenny, like, when I was after having Jordan, it was mad because when I had Maya, I actually did not care who came to see me. Like, I was like, this is it. This is
but
me.
But the thing is, it's in your head because you looked great after both.
I did, am I? Shut the fuck up. Right, by the way, guys, I'm gonna put up a photo so I know Jenny's lying. It's a photo of me and she took it.
Yeah, right, but come here, you were saying to me, oh, you look great. You were sending me pictures in the hospital and you look great. And I'm like, did. I look like a fucking, I don't know what I look like.
But you see, everyone's gonna, this is what it is, right? Everyone's gonna see the worst part of themselves, yeah? Like, I look at something and I always say this to Jenny, which is probably so gay to other people, but if Jenny saw what I see when I look at her, yeah, she would go around naked.
Yeah, but everyone is the same with their friends and all. Like, you never, like, I never look at you and be like, oh, Jesus. But I'd look at me and be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And, like, my main thing is when I feel like that, I just want to hide away. Yeah. Like, I'm just like...
Oh. And have you tried to change that recently? Like, I feel like you have. I feel like there has been a change.
I've come... Like, I've definitely come a long way. Like, I wasn't... Like, come here, I wasn't that bad. Like, but it was suiting me that it was, like, dark, early. Like, nobody could go anywhere. I could say, no, you can't come around because... COVID shit and all. Like,
lovely bit of COVID. Yeah,
I was like petrified over COVID. But then I think as well, because like I remember people saying to me, every week you're going to feel a bit more like yourself. And you do. Like, you come here, I wasn't like rocking in a corner.
No, you went to that.
I was absolutely grand.
You're totally right.
I just didn't want to see anyone. Like, I bumped into a few people out walking, even in the dark.
You're like, hello.
And I'm sure they were like, she having some sort of stroke.
Big deer in headlines. You're like,
yeah, like, you know, having a big facial spasm and all. Yeah. But it was just like feeling self-conscious and all. Like, you know,
like they're all things. That's what we've spoken about on the podcast of me and Jenny John. A very popular podcast, you might know, Why Jenny Flynn Is My Best Friend, as we call. We spoke about this as well. Like, you constantly think that maybe, oh, am I? And like, could I be getting postnatal? Am I postnatal thinking these things? And even with me, before I went to therapy, before I went to that, I was like, am I postnatal? What am I, right? But what I think what happened with me was, it was like, me hating myself was not something that I could continue doing with the two kids, right?
Yeah.
I couldn't have a four-year-old and her looking at me going, and me absolutely hating every part of my body. That's why Jenny's actually doing this episode with me today. Because me and Jenny have been best friends for a very long time. Because
we hate ourselves.
We hated ourselves. Yeah. Every single part of our bodies, we hated ourselves. And we talk to each other about it all the time. Me and Jenny, so we're friends since we're 14, since we're 13, right? Best friends since we're 13. Best friends in the entire world. Yeah. But we went through the whole stages of trying to change our bodies, trying to be different with our bodies. Like when Jenny had a good point during the week, like when it was like Nicole Richie and Paris Hilton were the it thing. Everyone wanted to be 16. Isn't that what it was when we were younger?
So now I think it's like everyone wants like Kardashian, Kylie Jenner, tiny waist, big boobs, big hips and all.
Yeah.
Like long legs. Like it's only, you can only get that with plastic
surgery. That's the only way you can get it.
For our generation, it was like just, like, skinny as you can get, no curves, nothing, like...
At least you always had a curvy body, though. You always had hips and boobs. Like, I was just no boobs and an ass.
Yeah, but, like, I still fucking hate myself.
Yeah, but you know what was wrong with me, Jenny? I could tell you, this is how obsessed I was with boobs, guys, right? I was such a freak, right? Because I had no boobs, sadly. R.I.P. to whatever tits I had. But I just didn't have any boobs. Now, I had an arse on me, like, which was grand. You know, J-Lo has that body. Yeah. She has small boobs. I had a J-Lo body.
It's actually very cool now to have no boobs and an arse.
That's what it was. Like, and I had this big arse on me, and then I just had no boobs, and that was just the way it was. But for me, I was like, oh, like all my friends had boobs, like, oh my god, I need boobs. So like, I knew the size, like, because I was so obsessed with tits, I knew the size of all my friends' tits. Like, I'd be like, Sean is a B, Jenny's a C.
I don't know what mine are now, to be honest. They're just like,
Patty always had a great set, Jenny.
Well, they're all right in a bra, like, but...
Oh, they're amazing. No, you can use the tape. You use the tape.
Yeah, but anyone can use the tape. No, Jennifer. You just have to learn how to use the tape.
So, well, I'll do a long story short for you guys. I'll probably make this a long story. I'm after having a drink. I'm like, long story short. But so when I was 21,
I decided now, like, no more. I want to set a bill up. So I went to the credit union.
But it's mad that you were 21. Like, 21. I know you were 21, but now I'm like, Jesus. I was so young. You were 21.
21. And Tommy Ma's gone to Wexford for a week, right? I went, Tommy Ma's gone to Wexford for a weekend, right? I got the loan out of credit union. I told them that I was getting my first car, right?
Yeah.
So they thought I was
every
buying
a porn door. It's a car.
I'm getting my car. Then I went, got me bills, and I'd be walking past the credit union, like trying to hide these big new set of jabs at the bus stop, like, oh no. Cycling past with these big set of jabs, and we'd be like, no. they know. But yeah, so my man never knew or nothing. I just got them done, and I didn't think anything of it. Like, I just got them done. Like it was very, I found it sore at the beginning, I have to say.
Yeah.
But it's something that I never regret getting done ever, right? I have to say, ever, because it made me feel more like a woman. It made me feel more confident in myself. But I did go through pain. Remember when I was getting all that aches up the top of my chest and all?
But you know what? I think, like, I know, like, boobs is still a thing to get done, but I think now, like, the arses and all, that's mental. Like, I think, I don't know, you probably have listeners that fake arses, but
I don't know. Are there listeners out there, Linda, why I have a fake hole?
Just think that's more like Kardashians. Like, they're just trying. Like, you never got your boobs on because, like, fucking, I don't know, Pamela Anderson. Yeah. You know what I mean? You
run along to me,
Dolly Parton.
I just want to be like Dolly Parton. Oh my life.
No, but like, I think now people are like getting the arse to look like Kylie Jenner, to look like Kim Kardashian, and like, they look shy with theirs.
They look ridiculous.
Now, Kylie kind of looks good,
yeah.
But like, Kim's arse is disgraceful.
Jenny Chloe's hole is the most stupidest looking thing.
Chloe has major body issues. Like, yeah. God love her. Like,
but what I'd like to say is, you can go to all the therapy you want. Like, I've been to a lot of therapy over the past. How old is Jordan? Jordan's 18. My son is 18 months now. I've went through a lot of it. And like, I come out going, right, I'm me, I'm who I am, I love me. That's the only way I'm going to be the best I can be. And that's what I want Linda with a Y to always portray whenever I'm doing anything. But I'll watch one episode of the Kardashians and I'm like, right,
yeah,
I'm that flat stomach. But I say there's 0.0001% of the population of the world that actually naturally have that body.
Yeah, and I think, like, Chloe, like, she obviously made a show of herself recently.
Oh, my God. Like, Jenny, do you want to listen to a clip? Do you want to listen to a clip of your man?
Yeah, go on, yeah.
What was your man's name?
Andrew Schultz.
Andrew Schultz. Yeah. He done a very, very, very good...
He's really good.
He's really good to follow, if someone say. He actually just put it all into perspective.
Yeah, I think I fancy him. I don't know.
Oh, I bet to everyone, Jenny, I have to say. Like, there's no, like, the minute someone makes a good point, I'm like, I like it. Yeah. So it's Joe Biden and all, I'm like, fucking right. What's his name, Jen?
Andrew Schultz.
Andrew.
Don't ask me to fucking spell that.
Schultz.
That's what drove me crazy. I think we talked about on Patreon about the Chloe thing.
Yeah.
Like, where Chloe has this picture of her come out,
right,
and it's not perfectly photoshopped like the rest of her pictures.
Yeah.
And then she goes, it's just, and she tries to get wiped from the internet, and she's like, it's just so hard for me to keep up with the societal expectations of a woman's body type. And it's like,
you set the expectations.
Bitch.
Yeah.
You fucking wretched bitch.
I love it.
You and your family have been making women feel, all of our wives and girlfriends feel insecure every single day for photoshopping your images, carving up your fucking skeletons, shooting shit in your body to create unrealistic standards for women, right? Yep. You've been doing this for the entire, waking every woman on the planet that can't afford that shit or wasn't born even close to the way that you fraudulently look, making them feel like shit.
Yep.
And made billions of dollars in the process, right? Making women feel like shit, right? And then you're going to act like the victim of your own creation. Mr. Frankenstein, if you get killed by the robot, that's on you, homie. Yeah. That's on you. You made a fucking robot.
Yeah.
Yep.
Robot's going to robot sometimes.
Right, guys, that's what he said, Andrew Schultz said. And when Jenny sent it to me, I was like, that's exactly how it is. Like, that family, we can't afford. Look, I got me boobs on, but I had to get a loan for, like, big. So I'm still better off.
But, like, people are going to Turkey to get... I'm nothing against Turkey.
Nothing against Turkey whatsoever.
Going and getting stuff in Turkey. Like, I 100%, like, you know, yeah, do whatever. And it is cheaper, but...
Yeah, to get this body that, what, because you watched a reality TV show for 10 years. Like, these have been on, I don't know, sorry, 20 seasons they've been on. And... Yeah. For Chloe to say, like, now, Chloe went through a very hard time, right? And Chloe did, we all went through Chloe's transition with her, right? Because at the beginning, Kim was the most beautiful girl, and Kourtney was the most beautiful girl.
Like, I remember when Kardashians first came on the telly.
I got a straw there, sweetie. Sorry, this is the first time I'm drinking. I'm going to say, it's not the first time I'm drinking in the podcast.
The straw's beside you.
Already.
Where?
There. Oh, sorry. It's the second time I've drank in a podcast, and I drank one time, and I promised.
What podcast did you drink on?
I'll let people figure that out. I drank on it, and after the fear, I was like, Jesus, I will never drink again. No, because Jenny, I have a lisp. Like, so when I drink at a podcast, if I drink with a mic, it's like swear. That's why I can't. Sometimes I'm talking to comedians, and like, oh, I had a few drinks, and I went out, and I done my set.
Yeah,
I'd be like. I would just forget things. You'd be fucked.
I'd just stand there. Hello.
It is I, Mrs. Jenny Flynn. But my lisp just always gets me. Like, see, if I'm trying to, like, it's got my stay works late, right? And if I'm trying to pretend like I haven't had a drink and he comes home, I'm like, what's up, sweetie? That's why you. But yeah, back to Chloe. So. This unfiltered photo came out of Chloe,
And she looked great in the unfiltered. Like, she's a... Do you know what it was, though? I don't think it was her body that she was too... I think it was her face that she was paro over. Because her body... She actually looks, like, nearly skinnier in the unfiltered one, if you look at it. Like, she's obviously, like kind of put her waist in a bit. But, like, she still looks like, Jesus, there's nothing to her. But her... I think she's very paro over her face.
Yeah. You see, as I just said there, we went through her stages where, now, if you are a fan of the Kardashians, like, because Khloe got love at the beginning stages, I was looking.
I definitely went, oh my God, the ugly one.
The fat, ugly one. Like, because this is another thing I want to say about positive body image and this stuff. Like, you have to change the way you think before the world is going to change. Do you know what I mean? And I have done that all the time. When I was so obsessed with boobs, sake, I've just said I was so obsessed with boobs, I'd be the first one to go, she's flat. She has no tits. Because I had no tits. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
But like, the thing with her is, right, her two older sisters were just stunning. Then her two younger sisters have now fucking taken over the world.
Yeah.
So she was still the middle. Yeah, she's better. But like, there's always a bit like, oh yeah, she put that picture up. But then like, a couple of days later, it's like the real picture comes out. Like, that's not the first time that's happened to her.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, so they always show. I follow this page. I can't remember what the name of it is, but it's like, you know, the interview bit in Kardashians when they're talking about the episode. Like, obviously, they can't really filter her doing that. So then they'll show, like, pictures she put up in that outfit compared to her talking on the Kardashian bit. And, like, she never looks the same. I think it's her face that she's power over. I don't think it's her body.
But do you use filters when you're putting up something on a...
I do use a filter, but I don't do all that Photoshop. Like,
I don't know how to do that.
I'd be too power. Like,
the chair was different than the other chair. And how do you do it?
I wouldn't chance doing that because someone would be like, your wall is like halfway across the room. And then as well,
little
it's like,
tiny
I think like, whatever about a filter.
And then I'd come to see, I'd be like, that's not fucking you lying, bitch.
Like, I do think like, you know, I'd be more of a like, you know, put the phone up, get a good angle. Don't get your body in it.
Don't get your body. Put the phone. You taught me that, actually.
Put the phone up.
Sorry, Jennifer. I don't mean to be staring down my phone here. I'm trying to find a message that I saw of that Chloe said of bad. She said it was something to the fact that I've been called a man. I've been called a fat one. I've been called the ugly one. I've been called a transvestite. They have transvestite competitions who look like me every year. How am I meant to have normal mental health, a normal body image after that? And I agree with it completely.
100%. And her family are all like, I'm going to burp, sorry. You can keep that in if you want.
But guys, do you know what? Can you hear this little clickety click? I'm like, this is the first time I've drank it. You can hear my eyes. I'm sorry, guys. I've only drank on one podcast before. We're just trying to celebrate the year, the year episode. No, there's a good point you had there. Rob got fat.
Yeah, right. And fucked him off the show.
They fucked him off the show because Rob got fat, right?
Or was Rob too paranoid to be on the show?
I say he was too paranoid, but say he was too paranoid because he's sitting in every meeting going, right, Rob, we have to say that you gained 60 pounds because of this and because of that and because of this and because of that. Like, they wouldn't want to fucking meet me every Christmas.
Do you know what's
they'd be
mad,
fucking
though?
Me off the show every Christmas. They'd be like, she's gone.
For such a, like, family.
That was funny there.
Oh, sorry.
Wait for this. What's that called? Punchline. All week.
Edit me in. Rude.
Oh, my God.
I can't even remember what I was saying. Oh, yeah. Like, it's mad that Rob, like, they didn't just, like, make him get a fucking cast or band or something. Because, like, they obviously have doctors on call. Like, like the ma looks great.
But the mom has got loads and loads and loads of plastic surgery. Like, remember she got her ears done. She got her ears.
She looks great, though. She does. Like, I'm definitely, like, you know, when things start opening up, like, I do want to get
fillers now.
Just a little top up on my fillers.
So where would you get fillers, Jenny?
Just in my lips. I don't need fillers in my face.
I don't.
I need the anti-filler in my face. And I get a little bit of Botox. Just not that I look like, not that I had loads of wrinkles around, but just, I think it just makes you look fresh and to pull my eyebrows up a little bit. Like not, I don't think anyone would notice. Well, I'd hope they don't notice. Yeah. It just makes you look fresher. And I think
So I'm the same. I've got filler on my lips and I think Kylie Jenner made that happen
as well, and she looked great.
She looked fantastic, and she made that happen as well. But the poor woman was like 16. And can I just say as well, Kylie Jenner's tits are fake. There's no way in fuck.
100%. Her hips. She never had hips around.
Yeah.
She was like Kendall, and Kendall's had stuff done as well.
I only think Kendall has her lips done.
No, Kendall has her boobs done, but very small.
Stop.
Oh, shit. I need to find this picture. There's a picture of Kendall, and it's like she's like no chest, and now she's like tiny, tiny little chest. Like, so she obviously got a boob job for, like, an A cup or something.
Yeah. Like, Kris Jenner says that in her book. Was it Kris Jenner's book? Her memoir. My memoir.
Oh, yeah.
She said she got her boobs done.
You should write a memoir.
Yeah. But Linda found herself. Yeah.
Why I wrote
you
my memoir.
You'll just be all over it. Whatever we do, we just have to do it together. Yeah. Like, it's not, and like, and then my friend said, something else.
I have to say, I feel very professional today.
Do you?
With all this gear. The headpiece and the microphone. All socially distanced.
Guys. We have our screens up as well. But I brought all my gear that I've bought over the years. If Stephen only knew how much all of it costs.
It's been great though.
Oh no, it's been fantastic. It's definitely been fantastic. Yeah. But that's why with this 1 year episode, I just wanted to talk about how perfect body image just is never going to happen. Like, it all has to start with your mind. That's what I want. Even though I interview comedians and all, what I want people to get from Linda with a Y all the time is I want them to end it and go think about something that is best with them, or what would be best with them, or what they could do best. Or I say with comedians, right? Because I just love talking to comedians, just because they're just gas.
Yeah.
I mean, I love seeing how they think about their shows and how they do things like that. I also think that standing up in front of a crowd your own is the scariest thing on the planet, right?
I watched Shane's sister do it.
Yeah, Jasmine Gleason. Yeah. Jasmine, let's give Jasmine a shout.
And it's the maddest thing ever, like, because we went to that, what you call it? Oh, I can't even.
Edinburgh, Jenny.
Edinburgh. Oh, sorry, like the most famous. And it's just mad because we watch now, in fairness, nearly everyone we watched, I was like, that wasn't even funny. Like, I don't know what was, you know, you're just in some mad humor. Yeah. I was like Shane was like crying, laughing. I was like, that wasn't even funny.
Yeah.
But fair play to them. Like, and that's where they all kind of start, the big comedians, like the really famous ones. But
that's what I wanted to bring home with the year episode, to be like, you're not going to be your best self unless you start going, right, I'm good at this, I'm good at that.
Yeah.
I might have, this is what I had to say to myself after therapy, right? Right, I might have a fat hole, Jenny. I still have a fat hole. You can diet every diet on the planet.
Yeah.
You can, I done that whole episode on No More Fat Diets. Very popular episode if anyone wants to go back to
it. Do you think you'd ever do a fat diet again?
Yeah, though? I do. I do think I would. And I have since I've done the fat diet. So I'm like, bollocks, so I better not let them all know, but.
You're a fraud.
I'm like, shy. They know I'm on the Hawkins again. They'll know. But yeah, I will do a fat diet again, but. I know the outcome. Yeah. I'm going to lose a stone and I am going to gain that stone back. I'm going to lose 2 stone, I'm going to gain that stone back. Yeah. That's what I was trying to drive home in the Fad Diets episode as well. Not only that, for Jenny to be on this episode now that we're talking about body image, what I said earlier was that me and Jenny would have been in this together. Oh, I hate my belly, I hate my arms, yeah. I hate my legs, I hate this. But me and Jenny were also on every Fad Diet with each other.
Yeah. Well, do you know what as well? I think it was it one of your first podcasts you were talking about, like, your body image stuff after having the baby. And, like, I obviously didn't have a baby back then. Didn't even know I was pregnant. So I was like, yeah. Like, I kind of was like, yeah, but I didn't really. And now I'm, like, not going through it, but I'm, like, I totally understand.
Yeah.
And, like, not that I'm comparing myself to fucking Rosanna Davison, but she had a C-section. I am a C-section.
Yeah.
Big shout out to all my C-sections.
Oh, my C-section mom, Jenny Flynn.
You'll find Jenny Flynn C-section. Did I mention I had a C-section
mom?
Starting up a page. but she took a picture. No hate on, like,
Rosanna Davison.
If you're listening.
She's a big Linda with a wireless.
But she, there was a picture of her and it was like full face makeup. Absolutely perfect. She had twins, like, and then her leaving the hospital a couple of days later in a dress. Now, I know she's a supermodel and I'm just like...
You're just Jenny Flynn.
I'm just Jenny Flynn. You may know me some podcast.
Why Jenny Flynn is my best friend?
But I just remember being like, I'm never going to look... Like, I knew, obviously, I knew I wasn't going to... I was like,
no, I know what you mean.
And then you're looking... Like, a lot of people had babies around the same time as me and I'm like... Looking at them and I'm like, how do they look normal already? Like, and my main issue with my body image is that I actually don't like myself when I'm heavier. Like, I don't like the way I look when I'm heavier. So I find it very hard to be comfortable in my own skin when I actually just don't like what I see. Like, yeah. I don't, like, it's not even that I just don't feel like I'm myself. Like, I don't feel like I'm... I feel like I'm a bit like snappy and all when if I feel shy and I'm around people and I'm just so insecure, like I feel like I'm like fucking bitch.
Yeah.
I'm like picking everyone up wrong and all. I'm like, what does she mean by that? Yeah. But it's because I'm like, I don't know, it's weird. Yeah. Like I'm just
but
not comfortable. Like,
no, I understand what you mean. Like, and I'm not like, yeah, I suppose I went to therapy with it as my most uncomfortableness. And when I sat there with her, she was like, but like, what if you got bigger? And things like that she'd ask me. Imagine you got bigger, what are you meant to do then? Are you angry at it? And she'd say shit like that. That's me. I'm like,
no.
And then she's like, and what happens if Maya's big? And I was like,
yeah.
Maya won't be big was my thing back. I'd never let that happen. She's like, but how can you let that happen? Did your mom let this happen to you? Do you know what I mean? And when you see shit like that, you know, these therapists are amazing.
And you know what? In fairness, like, that's one thing. Like, I'd never say that it's like... But my ma, like, there was only the two of us. David never struggled with his weight. Like, you know, like... And, like, I remember being young and saying to my ma, like, how come he's not fat? And she was like, well, like, because you're fucking eating. You're eating everything. And he's not. You know when he used to get, like... I don't even know if David knows this. he knows now. You know when you're younger and you used to get about 45 Easter eggs?
Yeah.
And I used to, like, eat all mine. He'd still have, like, 16 left. Do you know what I mean? I'm like, what is wrong with you?
That's up. Yeah, just like
I actually seen someone the other day had up in their story. They were making like Rice Krispie ones with the Easter eggs. I was like, who the fuck still has... Anyway.
No judgment here, Rosanna Davison, who made Easter eggs at our C-section.
I hate Rosanna Davison.
This whole thing we called why Jenny Davison. You know where Dad is. What's his name?
Oh, Christopher. Fuck you, Christopher.
We age.
I was like, Louis, I never wear red because of him. you should put in lady in red.
There we go. Jenny's a lady in red. But this whole podcast is about body image. Yeah.
Sorry,
we have to keep our real selves back here, guys. It's the first time we've seen each other and drank in a very long time, so I'm sorry if I'm kind of reeling in every now and again. I'm reeling myself in. But do you think, right, as a big girl, I'm a big girl, I'm not saying you're a big girl, I'm saying as a big girl myself, I remember Jenny saying to me, after I had Jordan, and I thought this was very profound. No, you said, don't follow all them girls that are real skinny and all them. Filter who you follow.
Yeah.
Because there's no point of following a girl who's doing a Zara thing with, I got the extra small because an extra small deserves
to be oversized. It's like, fuck you.
And Jenny said, filter the people who you're looking at. And do you know there's something that Oprah would call it an aha moment, right? It was an aha moment to me. I was like, right, like, she's so right. Why am I looking at these girls?
Yeah.
And first of all, why the fuck was I going on Instagram? If you feel shit, guys, don't go on your Instagram. I have to go on Instagram. I have to promote podcasts and stuff like that. But at the time, I didn't have to be on it. So I was like, right, why am I even going on it? Why am I comparing? Because you're just talking there about comparing shit.
But you know what? That was actually the best thing I ever done. I unfollowed. And like, they're lovely girls. And like, I'm not saying there's girls that are that size and are like, I'm not like, I don't hate them.
Yeah.
People are out and are, you know, like, some girls are conscious over being too skinny as well. Like, but for me, looking at girls wearing extra small and saying, you know, I went for the small to be oversized. Like, that wasn't good for my head. And or like, I'm ordering outfits that look great on them and then I put it on me and I'm like, what? And I'm obviously tiny as well. So like, I'm looking at girls who are like 6 foot something and then like, what do I expect that's going to look?
I have, what you call that? What do you call that thing when you think that you're something? No one like a skinny girl think they're big.
Oh, body dysmorphia.
I have body dysmorphia, but the other way around. Right? So I'm always like, the 16 to be grand. I'll get the 16, that's grand. I'll get the 16 of them. Won't even go off my knees. I'm like, what is wrong with me? Like, Steve's like, you're not the same. I'm like, I'm what? I'm not the same. What? And I get what he's trying to say. Like, I've changed since. Like, I keep on thinking I'm like the same girl before I had the kids. And I'm not like,
yeah, but your body, my body totally,
my back got pregnant, Jenny.
Yeah, my
back. I just got a big pregnancy back.
Yeah, I got, like, my hips got way, I had wide hips anyway, but now I'm just like, I don't know what size I am and I'm not really ready to 100% know. Like, I'm kind of still squeezing into clothes and like wearing clothes that are too big and all that. I haven't really properly found out what I am yet.
Yeah, but then you don't need it, because if you think it's going to be fucked up for your head, then don't do it. But actually, I asked the Linda with a Y listeners over the week. I don't know if you saw my poll, Jenny. It was very popular. I didn't actually see you say yes or no. I was trolling through to see Jenny Flynn.
I actually never answer your polls. Or you ever know that?
Jinx.
Or your question boxes.
Well, you know, she's not there. Okay, so I asked, has the world become a better place for body? Has the world become a better place for a positive body image? So 37% said yes and 63% said no.
I'd say no.
Yeah.
I'd
say yeah.
No, I'd say no. Because I think it's like, there's a lot of like girls, like skinny girls that are like just jumping on it and like sitting down, like squeezing out a roll, pretending like they're being body positive or like, girls that are really, really overweight and are wearing nothing and are saying, like, I'm so confident. And I'm like, I don't think that's a good message either. Yeah. Like, I'm not saying...
No, I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. Do you know what I mean?
There has to be a middle ground,
yeah.
Like, you can't promote, like, starving yourself, but you also can't promote...
Letting yourself be really...
Like, no matter what. Like, I know it's great to be confident and, like, own your size, but at the same time...
You want to be healthy.
You're clearly not healthy if you are really overweight. And I don't think that's... I still don't feel like there's like that middle, like...
No, I still totally agree. I totally agree what you're saying there, but it's what body positive thing is, they're saying everybody should be positive, right? But what we're after opening up there is, but we should also say about the health risks, like...
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, so if you're extremely skinny, like... You're not healthy. Jesus, Nikki Graham, God love her. She just died and she was messed up from a very young age.
Did you see them pictures of her?
Actually, they were off.
Yeah, like, she, but yeah.
Poor girl.
Like, obviously.
But the poor girl, yeah. No, she was very sick. Her mum was on GMTV, is that what it's called? Is it GMTV?
Yeah, one of them.
One of them. And she was saying that Nikki was very sick, even from the age of 6 or 7. She was very aware of everything she ate. She knew. Yeah. About calories and stuff like that. Whereas, so this is even saying, like, a big girl like me could have an anorexic child due to me saying that calorie is this, that calorie is that. Oh, that's bad food. Oh my God, Jenny though. Like, how many of you haven't even spoke for her yet? Jessie Nelson, Jenny.
Yeah, God.
Oh my God.
And then she left Little Mix.
She left Little Mix. Actually, do you know what? I want to read out her statement, right? I'm going to read out her statement because it's actually, it just goes to show that it just doesn't matter if you lose every pound, which she did. Like, that girl was perfect. Right, here's what she said when she was leaving Little Mix. Okay, Jessie Nelson has left Little Mix to focus on her mental health after years of struggling with constant pressures of being in a girl group and living up to expectations. So it's like, when I watched her, when I watched her documentary, Odd One Out was called, which I didn't like that it was called Odd One Out either, because it's just constantly being like, the fat one, the this one, the that one, do you know?
But you know what I will say about her? Now, obviously, she's like been through or whatever, but she always puts pictures up where she's like sucking in, her ribs are hanging out. Like, she doesn't really do anything for other girls that are struggling with their confidence.
Yeah.
Like, I know, like, she struggles with her, but like, I don't know. I don't think she sends a good message.
No, because do you know what it is? That just goes to show, it's actually the point of the whole podcast, and I'll keep on ringing the back in to the point of the whole podcast. You need to change your mind before you can change your body. And if you change your body when you're still thinking fat is ugly, fat is horrible, I'm ugly, I'm fat, I'm horrible, you're going to fucking hate yourself no matter what size you are. You see, she's obviously after starving herself.
Yeah,
it's so obvious.
She's still like, look how skinny I am, everyone. Look how skinny I am now.
Yeah. That's why you're getting all the photos.
Yeah, like all you people who call me fat, look at me now. Like,
that's still, exactly what it's like. Yeah. But in the documentary, the Odd One Out documentary, it was just horrible to watch because you can actually see that she's still so messed up over every single last thing. Like the Katie Hopkins thing, that ugly bitch thinking she can talk about a little girl. Like, Katie Hopkins has to be in her 50s, like. That one's in her 20s.
I think she's, like, banned from Twitter and all now because she was just so...
Sorry. Anyway, right? What I was thinking was, is that when she's saying Odd One Out, like, so the whole time she just couldn't... When she was in that girl band, she just couldn't get over the fact that she was bigger than them.
Yeah.
I think that's what
and
it was.
She was even fat.
And she was the best looking of all of them, I thought. I thought by the end they were kind of branding her as the best looking one. You know, was the one up front.
If you look back, they were all gorgeous, but Perry wasn't like the way Perry is now back then. Like, they were all the real dated looking. Like, it was years ago. We were actually in Australia when they won X Factor.
That's why we didn't even know.
We didn't watch that X Factor.
Do you know what? I know why I know this, right? Because remember Rachel, my niece, mails me and goes, loads of people are saying that you look like this fat girl that's on X Factor. I was like, oh, lovely.
Yeah, but then were you delighted when she said it was Jessie?
Yeah, I'm going to be like Jessie.
Do you know what? That's actually a thing that haunts me. When people are like, do you know who you're the image of? I'm like, Jenny. I know. Oh, it's going to be so mixed back though.
Jenny.
Who? Or they're like, you look like such and such a cousin. Hang on. They get their phone out and I'm like, in my head, I'm like, please just don't be in bits. Like,
oh my God. Do you know what though I have to say? Like, no matter what, just go to show, like, you'll always have that scarring. Even if you lose all the weight, you'll always have that scarring. But you do have to, the whole point of the podcast is to change your mindset and stuff like that. But that kind of things that were said to you when you were younger, like, I could still name every person that called me fat when I was younger.
Yeah.
And even this might come across as bad, but
name them.
When I I remember you. You was listening now. No, this might come across as bad, but when I meet new kids that I don't know, new children I don't know, because kids are so honest.
Yeah,
they're like, "Hey, you've got a big ass," and everyone's like, "Oh, they're so cute." Oh, you have to go into the back and cry your eyes out. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So with things like that, that it's definitely like you have to that scarring will follow you through. So that's why Jessie's like that, obviously.
Yeah. But you know what the thing is? I think the best way, like, because I don't think I'll ever I do want to get somewhere where I'm like, no, do you know what? I don't hate myself, but I still don't like myself with weight on me. Like, I don't think I ever will.
No, but that's what I think as well. Like, this is like going from a different topic to a different topic. But when I watched Schitt's Creek, right, and they were talking about, they didn't say ending homophobic in Schitt's Creek, right? And they were just portraying two beautiful gay men loving each other. That's it. Not that being gay and being fat is the same thing, right?
But it didn't have to be mentioned.
I would love to watch a program where a bigger girl is on it And it doesn't have to be fucking mentioned. Exactly. Yeah. It's the whole fucking show then is about her being fat.
Yeah.
And the guy fancies her that she's fat, but he can't say it out loud or something. You know what I mean? And then a big girl
Shallow
is watching
Al.
It. Yeah.
What a film.
Jenny, I want to see, what is that film, Jenny? And it was in Australia as well. Jesus, I got two blows in Australia. Oh my God, Jenny. The In-Betweeners movie, if you've seen that movie.
Yeah.
Right, so do you know
I can't remember
with the fat girl.
Oh, I can't remember that bit. Sorry.
You know the one that always waffles all the time?
Oh, yeah.
So I went to see it with all our new friends from Australia. I went to see it and I was like the big girl. And the whole thing is about her being fat. And I just sat there the whole time. I was like, get me out of here. Get me out of here. Well, it was hell. And my boyfriend who I was with at the time, he was like, oh, she's sound though, isn't she? And all. I was like, shut the fuck.
She's a great person. I have to say though, if you've ever been someone who struggled with your weight, we always have a great personality. Like,
oh,
you're growing that personality. You're
yeah.
9 times out of 10, you're funny.
Yeah, but you see, that's the thing. Yeah, I honestly wouldn't change it for the world.
No, I think the best thing. I'd hate to think if someone was I know we're sad about our weight sometimes or whatever. Yeah. But I'm never like. I'm always still able to laugh about it.
Yeah.
Like, and I think I think it's nice to have friends that are also
fat. Hey, fat friend.
Like, I wonder is
let's start a fat friends group. We are family.
No, but I hate to think of is there some like lonely fat girl.
I hope.
And all our friends are skinny.
Oh my God, if there is, if you're out there, contact me. Linda with a Y podcast. Jenny Flynn on Instagram. Please, we want to be your friend. Actually, on my Instagram page, Jenny, I got people. So I put up that poll, as I said earlier.
Oh, yeah.
But I put up that poll and I said, do you think it's getting better? Body image is getting better.
Oh, yeah.
And so I got one from a man. I got loads, actually, by the way. Thanks so much for everyone from it. I love when people mail me in. Thank you so much. So I got one from a man. He said, I think men are treated the same, but women are now treated differently. It's getting better for women, but men are still getting slagged all the time. So I think that is true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I always think of body images for a girl, but like men are going through the same thing. This is another good one that I taught. They said, because I said, it's like the be kind, it's a hashtag be kind real. But one girl writes, bullshit. It's all for likes. You don't need to be hashtag be kind on social media to show that you're a better person. Okay.
I agree with that as well. Because I think all this be kind, be. Like, this is going a bit off topic, but like, be 100% positive all the time.
Yeah.
Like, you can't be positive every day of your life.
No.
You can't be
and
positive.
And that's what Caroline Foran, again, she put up that about the gaslighting. I know we hate word, but these are all these buzzwords that are, it's like, you know, it's going to happen for you, hon, and all. Or what she say, if you change your mindset, would it not happen for you and all?
Yeah.
There are people getting pregnant
or
and
like,
stuff like that.
If you. Like, give out. If something's annoying you, like, it's like, stop being so negative.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, sorry, like, I have to walk around, like...
Just like there's a happy...
Rainbows coming out of my arse all day, like...
And that's just not
if
real.
If something pisses you off, like, you should be able to be like, no, like, that's
100%. And we got it. This from another listener. So too many people still judge about weight, how someone looks, how they speak, what they have, what they don't have. When someone judges someone else, it's a reflection on them. Not enough people are doing the work to become better versions of themselves. This is very good. To be kinder and non-judgmental, because that is where the work really is. And that is what this podcast is all about. No, it really is. Like, because me and Jenny have... I've been my smallest when I've hung around with Jenny. I've been my biggest when I've hung around with Jenny, and I never once changed how I thought about myself, because when I was my smallest, I still thought I was fat and ugly.
Yeah, all girls do that.
It's mad.
It's so mad. You look back and it's heartbreaking, isn't
it? I know.
You're like what? I have jeans hanging up in that wardrobe. I'm like, how did I get in them?
Jeans.
They look like Barbie jeans.
I'm a far cry from a pair of jeans now, I tell you, fucking.
Do you know what? I have to wear jeans now. I feel like they keep me in check a bit. Now,
yeah,
like,
no, you're right. They definitely do. Oh, bleeding. When leggings came out, everyone put on two stone, didn't they?
No, I think jeans really like let you know how you're getting. Yeah.
Well, I think the fourth thing to change about all of it, and I'm not going to tell you, I'm not going to throw therapy on you. Fucking go to therapy now. I'm not fucking trolling on you, but
I don't know. I'm saying that I'd probably love it. But
now, I brought Steve. Steve doesn't listen to the podcast, thankfully. Thankfully, Stephen Howie.
And what did he didn't like?
He was like, no, it's not for me. Like, I don't like it. Like, he's like, I know. He's a very logical thinker. Stephen, very logical. Like, whereas I'm like, oh, I'll have this big breakdown and then I'd have to go to therapy for that therapist for me and her to talk to each other to realise why I was sad. Steve's like, I'm sad because this happened. Or even when I said to him, oh, I want to start a podcast, I want to start this one. He was like, well, why don't you do it then? Yeah. I was like, oh yeah, I suppose when you want to do something, maybe you should do it. But and he just has a different mindset than I have. Yeah. But can I just say, stay skinny, so everything.
Yeah, what does he know?
What the hell do you know? If I had got really thin, right, within this year, right, and I was like, oh yeah, body positivity and all, oh, but I got really thin, right?
Yeah.
And now, I didn't do this on purpose, guys, right? At all. I'm just still big because I'm still eating and drinking. But if I had got really thin, I'd be like, yeah, body positivity, but get skinny.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Whereas what I want to say is, if you're not happy now, that's what I want everyone to say from all the Linda and Wise you listen to. So the anniversary episode, I really want to drive it home. That if you're not happy now, like, you're never fucking going to be happy. Like, and if you feel like therapy will help you in any way, I am such an advocate of therapy. Like, it's changed my life completely. And I'll never be the same again after. And that's why I'm able to sit. Like, there was times where, sorry guys, that's my chair. There'd be times where, like, you were on a diet and you were doing really well and you look fantastic. Like, but I'd feel like I can't go out to her. Do you know what I mean? I can't be out with her. Because I feel like fucking shit if I'm with her right now. But you're my best friend in the whole world. Well, like,
I'm the exact same. I keep bringing it back to when I had my baby.
No, come on.
But when we came back, or when I came home after having her, it was like I only wanted to go for a walk. Like, that should, I was watching other people putting up pictures with their prams and all. Like, there's not one picture of me pushing her to a buggy. Now, Claire, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
But like, I only wanted to go for walks when it was dark.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I'm scarlet if I see people because, like, the head on me. And Shane was like, Jenny, like, you think everyone cares. Like, no one actually gives a shit.
You see, that's the mindset we need, the mindset of the man.
Like, he's like, so fucking what? What if you bump into someone, like, you barely speak to? And I'm like, yeah, but I can't.
But can you not see that? That's driving back the point that I had about the no tits. I kept on saying to people, oh my God, like, she has no tits. Because you felt like shit because you're insecure. Now, people say this all the time. Their insecurities show that their insecurities like that. But that's the truth. If someone sees you, Jenny, after just having a baby, I go, she looked like shit.
Yeah.
I'm thinking everything bad about that girl.
Mm. I used to be terrible before. Like, say if there was like a tortoise coming up or something. Like, I'd be like, right, I have 2 weeks to lose 7 stone.
And this big thing,
like, and, you know, like, stressing so much and... And then you go and it's like, no one's even looking at you.
No one.
But if I felt shy, I'd walk in and I'd be like looking down. No, come here, I wouldn't be looking down.
You'd be hammered. Hey, I'm still doing the exact same thing.
I do. I'd walk in and I'd say, before anyone, I think we were both terrible for this.
Yes.
I'd walk in and go, I'm so fat.
Yeah.
Like, I bumped into a few people that maybe listen to this podcast around the Fodder Collins area. And, like, you know, obviously you see someone that's just had a baby, the first thing they say to you is, you look great. And like, straight away I'm like, no, I don't. I look like a fat fucking bitch. And they're like, okay.
Put up, bumps. That's my joke. You're meant to laugh at it like my joke earlier.
You know what I mean? Or, like, people are like, how are you? How's the baby? I'm like, yeah, I'm really fat. And they're like, okay. It's like... Why do I have to do that? Like, it's like I have to get it out before they think, you know.
I know, it's all down to insecurity, Jenny. And if you went to therapy, everything would change then.
Okay.
No, but you have to say it before they say it. I don't come here. I am the number one for that. But I think I'm not going to call us comedians because we're not comedians, but all funny people.
Yeah.
They will point out their phone.
I think we've been established as funny. I think it's okay.
All funny people, they will point out things that are funny to them and then make it funny. So that's what it was. But what I think is, you know, this whole insecurity that we're saying now, us putting up them filters, as we just said, I use a filter. Do you think that... When you see the person then in Fodder Collins, when you see the person then in Walker, you're like, bollocks, like,
I recently put up a selfie. So I was feeling a bit, you know, I'd made the effort. I think, you know, people commenting and being like, you look great. I'm like, it's a lie.
But, you lying bitch, I don't look great.
But come here, you know, it's from, no, I was, like, that picture doesn't even look like me. But, like, it's from the, I don't think we filter our pictures. You'd still know it was us. Yeah. Like, some girls are, like, now, some of the filters do give you, a, like, smaller nose, yeah. different.
No, do you know what I think is mad? Do you remember when filters first came out? Because filters first came out, I think, in 2006.
Oh, it was like flowers over your head, no?
Like, people were putting the flowers over their head and the wings over their head as their as their profile photo, Jane. I'm like, you don't have wings in your head and you don't have a flower thing with all this glitter all over your face. Like, that is not you.
But, like, at the same time, I never look at someone's picture and be like, oh, that's a fucking filter. I still know it's them. I think it's the younger generation. They're doing mad shit, like completely changing their face. Like, they know how to make their body yeah. skinnier. Like, we're old school filters. We're like, crop your arm out. Like, do you know what I mean? Zoom in and screenshot so yeah. your arm's not in it. Like, young ones are like able to make their arms look skinnier, able wow. to make their waist look skinnier. Like,
in this new frame of mind where we're like, yeah. right, we're here, Jenny. We're 33.
Yeah.
We're still bigger than the average girl. That, well, not the average girl. The girl that's tiny. The Paris Hilton. The Nikki Hilton. We're never going to be there. Whatever the fuck that name is.
Nikki Hilton.
Nikki. I'm about to get Nikki Hilton in.
Paris'
yeah,
sister.
Paris and Nikki.
Paris' elder sister, Nikki.
Younger sister.
Oh, is she younger? Yeah. Jesus, I never knew that. I always thought she was the older one.
No, she's
Do you know that's not her real voice?
I know, Paris is not real voice. Yeah. She talks like this.
That's so mad.
Isn't that the most fucked up? But that just goes to show everything just goes
so
fake. Guys, fake body image. Why is it such fake body image? That's what we're going
different voices. I don't know what my real voice is. They're nice. What was your favourite podcast?
What was my favourite podcast? Our one.
Apart from ours.
No, our one.
Apart from ours.
No, our one, I think.
Yeah, but apart from ours. Like, what was your favorite podcast? Like, obviously, I'm not gonna make you choose between the people you interviewed. But
No.
The one that you're doing on your own. Like, what was your favorite one?
You see, what's mad is I've done so many of them on my own. I felt like I couldn't do an interview.
I love the ones
and
on
you,
your own.
You were saying to me, "Oh, Linda, like you have to, like do an interview," and I was like, "Yeah, Jenny, I'm gonna fucking do one." Like, I'm afraid of interviewing her.
Yeah, I was like, "Interview me, interview me." You were like, imagine getting Emma Jor, and I was like, fuck her. Sorry, Emma.
No, I was like, you were like, you know, you get one-on-one now. Jenny, I don't know. Which one was my best one? Ah, no, do you know what one I loved? Because I said about me and Steve, the real me and Steve, the dates one.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I loved that one, and I found it very funny. I went back to listen to it recently because I'm obsessed with myself and I listen to myself all the time. I said that why dates are awkward. I love the fact that I waffled about me and see how we were together and how good it's after turning out. And, like, loads of shit happened to me in dates, and this is another thing what Linda with a Y is all about. Those things happened to me on dates. Like, someone ran away from me. Like, that's genuine. Like, that's a real thing. I had two pairs of Spanx on. It took too long to toilet. He obviously thought I was gone. I genuinely think he thought I was gone.
I'd just like to let your listeners know that the double Spanx actually was my idea.
It was Jenny's idea. And that would be my favourite one, because I said about me and Steve at the end. But because he's been saying to me for years, like, Linda, like, why do you give a shit? Like, just come clean. Who cares? You know, we were on Tinder. And now everyone's meeting on Tinder. There's no pubs. So no one is meeting anywhere else other than Tinder. So it's the only thing. So do you know what I want people to do? Just stop giving a fuck. And the minute I stopped giving a fuck,
I actually think your podcast, because you talk about so many things that, like, a lot of people would not, like, really say. I think when they're listening, my friend done that, or like, Jesus, I was the exact same. So, like, I feel like your podcast is real, like, just a normal girl. Like, you're not different from, like, you think
just
you're
a normal
girl. Yeah, you're just, you know,
just a normal girl living a normal life with a podcast. Yeah, but that's what I wanted.
I do think it really gives that kind of, like, do you know what? Like, it's all right to be paro, and it's all right to feel shite.
Because everyone does.
I think the best thing, it just sounds so cheesy, like, but I think the best thing to do is to learn to just laugh at yourself. Like, it's all right to cry every now and again, have a little breakdown, but I think if you can just laugh and go, what the fuck is wrong with me? Like,
oh my God, like,
it
all
just
the
makes
time.
Everything easier. Like,
it's like an ease. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
And what we're going to do now when we're laughing at ourselves is the Why Whiz Quiz.
Why? Quiz. Quiz. Yeah. Do you like my jingle? So, the Why Whiz quiz is the top 50 frequently asked why questions on Google. And I'm going to put 60 seconds on the clock and we're going to see how many you can answer in 60 seconds.
Are you ready?
No.
Why is there a leap day?
God, I don't know.
Why is the sky blue?
Oh, fuck. I don't know.
Why are you always lying?
I feel personally attacked. Because I just had a baby.
Why is my poop green?
You're not well.
Why are cats afraid of cucumbers?
I did not know that. Did you know that?
No. Why do dogs eat grass?
I don't know, they're starving.
Why? Why are cats scared of cucumbers? Jesus.
Now is that going twice?
Twice, because it said afraid and it's
scared. I'm dying to get a poop.
We need, yeah. Why do cats pour? All the cat people are like
you. Oh, fuck off, I hate cats. Sorry to cat lovers.
Right. Hold on. Why do we dream? Oh, we're going up to the edge, Jenny.
Why do we dream? It's like your subconscious, is it?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Well
done, Jennifer Flynn. You got one right, I think. You got two right. But
how do you know the answer, though?
Because I'm on a website.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Yes.
But come here.
Should I not do this
cat?
To you as well?
Do you have a cat? Do you have a cat?
No.
Do you have a cucumber?
No.
Let's go have some fun! Jenny Flynn! Lindy with the Wires! We love you so much. It's been 12 months and it's been amazing. Jenny Flynn, say goodbye to the people.
Goodbye, everyone. Well done, Linda.
We love you! Woo-hoo! Bye, guys.